Hey, Pinkies. It is the Faye Driver once again. We are coming to you today from inside the spy car. Chaos and confusion abound today. You will not believe what kind of terrible horrors I've been subjected to today. My goodness me, we had torrential downpours. I was walking around ankle deep in water in my garage this morning. The rains, the skies opened up. God was mad at the Faye Driver, probably for what I did in Las Vegas, felt the need to pay me penance by cleansing my soul with waters from heaven above. So, we managed to just get finished cleaning up from quite a little disaster. Thankfully, my good friend the Batgirl came to my rescue as well. She just hopped in her truck and beetled on over to the castle and helped me get rid of the water. My God, people, it was unbelievable the amount of water that was coming into my house. We're quite fortunate. We didn't get any water inside the house except for a wee tiny, teeny little bit of seepage. But I had water like 3 or 4 inches up my garage door. My garage doors couldn't stem the flow of water that was coming inside, so we had a few inches of water inside the garage, just a veritable lake on the opposite side of my garage doors, where my driveway is. So my driveway was just a pond of water. The drains just were not able to keep up. The city crews were out trying to suck out the drainage, sewer basins, whatever they're called, catch basins. It was quite a thing. And now, of course, the rain has stopped dead, and it's actually a little, not really sunny, but the rain is no longer falling, let's put it that way. And I think I actually need my sunglasses. I didn't tell you this, but I actually broke my good sunglasses that I took to Pride 48. I broke them, so they're kind of hanging sideways off my face a little bit. I was able to bend them and twist and screw them back together, but not, I think I might have an excuse now to go buy a new pair of sunglasses. Now, what are we supposed to be talking about? Well, you know, ever since I got back from Las Vegas, it's been go, 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 and go. I've nary had a break to myself. Trying to get life back in order after the big vacation. And what a vacation it was, my goodness, people. The sun, I cannot describe to you the difference between Vancouver and Las Vegas. Las Vegas had sun streaming down, 30 degree temperatures, i.e. 85, 90, oh yeah, 100. I think we hit 107 or 109 at one point in Las Vegas, Fahrenheit. Just absolutely glorious. Today I'm wearing long jeans and a sweater. Because it is less than room temperature, 17 degrees Celsius here. I don't know what would that be in God's country, 70, 68, something like that. So quite a difference between here and Las Vegas. And what a fantastic time was had by all. So is now the time that I attempt to acknowledge every person who attended Las Vegas, or just the good ones? Who shall we mention? Who are we going to slight by not talking about them. I don't know, folks, but I got a list here as long as my arm, and my journey's only probably 15 minutes. So let's see. What do we want to talk about? How about talking about walking in Las Vegas? You know, it doesn't matter how close your room is to the podcasting studio or even the hospitality suite. You walk and walk and walk and walk. And if you want to go to dinner at some other casino, like, it's another more walk, walk, walk. I don't know how many miles I put on my shoes walking around Las Vegas, but it's a thing. It's a thing you do. I think that's why I was so bloody exhausted. I mean, almost every day. I was so tired, folks, from my activities in Las Vegas that I missed the goddamn underwear party. Can you believe that? I know, well, you may have heard that if you heard the show live. I talked about missing the underwear party on the live Pink Wheel Nuts Garage show. And how stupid is that? You know why I missed it? I was so tired from driving all over Las Vegas and walking all over the casinos that I fell asleep before the underwear party, and I never woke up. I didn't wake up till 3 o'clock in the morning. Oy vey fey. So I am really, really disappointed about that, especially given the fact that I had four outfits, at least four outfits. Oh, and I carted them all down there. Oh man, when I got back home, I had so much laundry. I did laundry for a full day. So, talk about overpacking. Well, anyway, you know, here in Canada, we're used to just, I step into my car inside my garage, I drive to the location, I park in the parking spot that's closest to the door, and I walk 10 feet into the store. But in Las Vegas, there's no such thing. You want to get to some place, it's walk, 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 walk for 30 minutes. I don't know. I don't know about that place. The place is going to kill me. Something else I noticed in Las Vegas, as I'm noticing here right now, this very minute, what is with everyone driving so fast? Why is everybody in such a hurry? I don't get it. Take a pill. Goodness me. Everyone's driving like maniacs. We're all driving like maniacs. So now, what should I tell you that happened to me in Las Vegas? Let me think. You know, I was really fortunate because I was able to meet an awful lot of people in the Pride 48 shuttle. And I talk about this all the time. It's a little disappointing because I spend a lot of time doing the Pride 48 shuttle, and I sure would have had to have a... I would have preferred to have more time to spend with people and to be around and to meet and chat with people. But you know, I feel fortunate because I got to help people come to Las Vegas, people like Joe Z, first timers. I love meeting the first timers. You know, they come all wide-eyed and a little bit nervous and scared, and then they, yeah, you know, in some cases I get to see them leave and they leave exhausted and in some cases hungover, but actually it's really a treat. It's a treat for me to be there, especially, you know, people such as Joe Z, for instance, who, what a sweet, sweet boy Joe Z is. And it's all about me, the It's All About Me gang. Was another group of interesting fellas I was able to spend a little bit of time with. Not nearly enough. So I was really looking forward to meeting those guys. There were a lot of people that I wanted to see. And I feel it was really nice to spend time with some of the people I'm more close to. Like Mark in Canada and Jay and Ron. It's always a pleasure to meet Jay and Ron. Anyway, I don't want to be name-dropping. You know, and Toppy Smelly. What a treat Toppy Smelly was. Have you seen his eyes? Those eyes just make me melt. I'm telling you, that guy, he is the sweetest man on the earth. Just the most gentle and cordial, just... Toppy Smelly, I think, may be the highlight of Pride 48 Las Vegas for me this year. You know, there was a lot of build-up for meeting Toppy Smelly. We've been wanting to meet Toppy Smelly for so long. And we were so nervous that he might not make it. But lo and behold, the man did it. He pulled through. He came through for us. And he arrived. And what a delight. What a wonderful man. Such a brilliant comedian. And so sweet to see his live show live. You know, it was a visual spectacular. Just a really amazing show. And I was the only person who was able to ask a question. I feel very fortunate to have participated in some small way in the Toppy Smelly live show. That was a blast. Now, here's some people you gotta watch out for. If you come to Pride 48 Las Vegas next year, the ever mysterious Cronehaven and Sidekick B, although I don't know. Now listen, folks. Cronehaven and B, this is an experiment in existentialism, I have to say. You gotta be careful. You know, you sit down beside or between Cronehaven and B, and you know, all you really intend to do is to say hi, and then all of a sudden you're talking about daisies floating down a river. Like, it's the most bizarre thing. I think those two are dangerous, because I think they're the two most intelligent people at Pride 48 Las Vegas, and you better watch those two, because I think maybe they might even be aliens. They're going to ask you some weird, bizarre, existential question that's going to blow your mind, and the whole world is just going to turn in... We're all going to turn into zombies. And they're going to take over the world and take all our water. And eat your brains. So, guys, I don't know. The Cronehaven and B, if that's who they really are, because you don't ever know. I still don't know. I can't be certain. But don't trust those two. I really want to thank Gary Bearden for helping out with the Pride 48 shuttle. An excellent resource. Thank you. And you know, we need to thank everybody who helped get this event off the ground. All of the suits. What a treat it was to spend time with Big Fatty and all the gang that went to the Fun Hog Ranch the first night I was there. I had a blast. I had many unique experiences this trip. It was just a great time. You know, it's always a great time at Pride 48 Las Vegas. There's just too many people to talk about. There's too many names to name. JR and Calvin. That was another great pair of people to meet. And I'll tell you another thing, that blind guy Jay. You know, you always hear about these legends of Pride 48. And then you have Blind Guy Jay. And I'd really love to sit down and have a good discussion with Blind Guy Jay sometime about what it's like to live his life. Maybe we'll get him on a future non-existent Pink Wheel Nuts Garage show to discuss. You know, we had a really great discussion on the Pink Wheel Nuts Garage about healthcare in various countries and things. I really enjoyed having that discussion, and I thank all those people who came to the show and who were on the panel for that discussion. It was really interesting. And I you know, such a wide-ranging topic, I really also wanted to talk about the perception of disability, and I wish Blind Guy Jay was there, but maybe we can talk about this in a future episode. How we perceive somebody like Blind Guy Jay who has a disability, so to speak. However, how brave of that man to come to a place like Las Vegas, and how, what strength of character he has, from my perspective, what strength a man like Jay has to be able to make his way in this really biased, sighted world. It really is inspirational. And not only that quote-unquote struggle, and I'd really like to talk about this. Is this a struggle, or is this just a, it's a means, it's a way of life? I'd really like to talk to Jay about that. Nonetheless, Jay, from an outsider's perspective, you are a remarkable man, and we love you. Aside from being as charming as all get out, you know, you're just amazing. And I will tell you, people, you know, I love to take risks. I will say there's nothing riskier than letting a blind man drive your drive your Pride 48 shuttle. What a blast that was. I had a really good time, and I'm pretty sure Jay did too. But we'll save that for another episode, or maybe for a future Pink Wheel Nuts podcast. A Pink Wheel Nuts garage show. I guess that's it, because I have to go. I'm really under the gun. You know, we're always behind schedule, and when having your basement flooded really puts a wrinkle in the list of chores, I gotta tell you. So I guess I'm gonna have to go. So I do have the Pride 48 Las Vegas live show in my possession. I will be working to get that one put out there for those of you who may not have been able to listen. Just personally, I want to say thank you to the Suits and to all the people who volunteered. Oh yeah, and Urban Guy T.O. and Turnip Head. You guys, what a great job you did. I know it was difficult. You know, folks, I know how hard I worked, and all I did was drive back and forth to the airport 18 million times. But, you know, there's a lot of people who put in a lot of effort to bring us Pride 48. So, you know, my hat's off to all of those people. And I haven't even mentioned everyone. And I'm not, you know, we all know you can't mention everybody. And thank you to everybody I met and who really made the Pride 48 experience so wonderful for me. I appreciate all of you. All right. That's it. We're done. Oh yeah, I guess Brenda Boo was there too. Sitting down with Cronhaven and B, it's like taking a hit of acid, people.